Radio Show, Keith, and Keith's in the middle of renovating a house. And I guess this goes back to my childhood heritage. One of my dad's friends was this Hungarian guy, and he was kind of a strange man, and everything he'd always walk up, "So how much that be cost?" Everything, you know, he'd always want to know, "So how much that cost?" I mean, how much does it cost to renovate a house is one of those questions that people ask all the time. And it's, I guess the answer would always be, "Well, how much money do you have?" You know, like, it costs as much as you want it to cost. I mean, costing, like, when I started my renovation on my house, we did a rough budget. Okay, this is how much we're going to spend. And then when, you know, from there, we weren't even close. I mean, it's impossible to figure out. How did you do it? Did you work it out?
I do have a budget now, but I've had to revise it. We started off with a per square foot estimate, you know, a cost per square foot, which in actual fact probably was pretty close to the mark. The only trouble was we weren't using the right square footage because we've got new house, old house, and you calculate it differently depending on that. So the formula was not clear to me.
Right
when we started, but I've got it worked out now. We're a little over what we expected in terms of the cost per square foot for the finished house, and part of that's decisions that we've made. I mean, we decided to replace all the windows instead of just some of them.
Right.
So you know, you can't get away from it. But costing is one of the things that alters your decisions about what you're going to do in a house is obviously what the various options cost. And some things are obvious, you know, in flooring a tile or hardwood or carpet or whatever it is, there's big differences in the price between the different materials and the different qualities of materials, and you make a decision on what you can afford and what you like, you know. And for a lot of other things, you know, insulation, plumbing fixtures, the range of cost I find astounding. Things can cost from one-fifth to 10 times the amount for virtually the same item. I mean, I just priced some light fixtures, exterior light fixtures, and I got a spec, and I sourced them from about 6 or 8 different places, and the price ranged from $37 to $199.
And of course, you went with $199.
Right, yeah,
the good Scotchman you are. You just, you know, give me like a dozen of those $199 ones. Like, send them right over, and you know, put some of that gold wrapping on and tape. Come on.
Yeah, so it's quite astounding. So there's a big difference that way, and then knowing just the basics, what should things cost? You know, what's the benchmark? What is the per square foot cost of roofing for different materials? What's the per square foot cost for?
It's hard to figure out because everything changes all the time.
Yeah, well, the materials are changing, and obviously you can go higher end or lower end, but those pieces of information are critical to deciding how you're going to finish your house and what kind of materials you're going to put in and the effort and the type of construction, everything about it. So I've found now I have those concepts. So somebody comes and says how much I'm going to pay for something on a per square foot basis, I have an idea of what it should be.
So right? What do you figure it would be per square foot?
Yeah, so you get an idea.
What do you think?
So if you get an estimate that's really high or really low, you know it right away. You can recognize this is, you know, gouging or this is too cheap.
So what would be the benchmark that you would say it would cost to renovate average house?
Oh, well, we haven't really renovated, but we're working in the $200 to $300 a square
right.
foot. That's kind of where we're at. Yeah, that's sort of the $300 a square foot is the finished part of the house with the kitchen and, you know, all the bathrooms.
Those are the expensive
fixture stuff.
That's where the square footage cost is through the moon.
Yeah, and the other part of the house, you're probably doing it for less than.
You're just putting in a living room. There's nothing. There's no.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
flooring and
so
paint.
It's a big difference that way. So there's you have to know what it is, like I said, the details of what you're building and what kind of material you're going to use. And that's where you need to know what the relative costs of different options are so you can make that decision up front. And it's very, very difficult to get without doing it.
You can't start spending all your money first.
You can't go to people and say, you know, what's the average price? If people are in the business, they're very, very reluctant to give you a sort of a ballpark figure, because people will seize on that and make an expectation of it, and then maybe be disappointed or something down the road. People right. don't want to tell you a number. They just don't want to do it, right? Unless it's a, you know, a real formal kind of a process where you're
right.
Yeah, very, very hard to get quotes from, you know, people. And speccing stuff is difficult, you know, to get the spec right. I've tried my darndest to get the things right. And it just, you know, there's so many different options and details. You end up with something that you weren't quite expecting or not quite right. Or you
yeah.
know. So it's a tricky, tricky process, and I really think it's experience. So I'm getting the experience, but some of it's the hard way, unfortunately.
Right. Well, Keith, I want to thank you today for getting out of your schedule of running around getting stuff for your house. And
well, I'm just going down to pick some grout up right now.
Some grout up. And where are you going to pick it up?
At Slegs.
Oh, at Sleg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good.
So Sleg gets an ad out of it, too.
Well, they've got the right color of grout.
It's getting the right color. If you show up with the wrong color, what color are you going to go with?
It's called chamois.
Chamois. Ooh,
sounds pretty fancy,
that's,
eh?
That's quite the chamois.
I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's what it's called.
Well, thank you very much for coming by and doing the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My pleasure having you on as a guest, and I'm taping all these shows, and they will be on a podcast on my new site soon. I'm working on the podcast site, and I want to thank you for coming by and wish you all the luck in finishing the house, and may it be a really nice house, and hopefully you're going to enjoy it for a long, long time.
Yeah, we're hoping to have the open house in March, so we'll
see. Oh, there you go. I'll be there. Well, are you going to have a party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is Scott Simmons with the Radio Real Estate Show. We're going to play one more ad. I want everyone to listen to the last ad. And if you have any questions, give me a call or email me at saltspring@yahoo.com or call me at 538-8316.